Twitter has finally become bearable, I would say. It used to be somewhat insufferable, although it was quite useful for finding news stories and insane people. But it actually seems to be going in quite a good direction, whereby it might actually be a social media that could be worth using, which I never thought I would say. But there's some very good news and some very interesting things that have happened. And I wanted to zoom in on someone who had been, well, pushed out of the company because they willingly left. However, they kind of caught the change in the air and they kicked themselves out rather than being fired. Okay. So this is this fellow, Joel Roth, and he says, "Last week, I made the decision to leave my role leading trust and safety at Twitter," which is a very Orwellian, the Department of Trust and Safety. I bet it's doing very dishonest things and making people unsafe.
If there's one thing I'm likely to trust, it's Twitter.
Mm.
And Twitter staff in particular.
Mm-hmm. "Today, I'm sharing a few thoughts about what comes next for the site." And he wrote an article for the New York Times, which is interesting that they're platforming someone who was just a former tech person, and they've got a nice long essay from them.
I will point out that, like the rest of Twitter's staff that left from after Elon's takeover, he must not have been doing very much, because I neither trusted Twitter, nor was it a particularly safe platform, because it's only after Elon's come in that they've cleared off all the child porn that was on there.
So, in this article, it's quite a long article, so I'm not going to read from it, although I do suggest you do so yourselves. He draws attention to the fact that he introduced tools for contextualizing dangerous misinformation, which of course is anything that harms a Democratic Party.
Head of propaganda within the state organization.
He also bragged about banning Donald Trump from Twitter. He also adds in self-aggrandizing lines like, and I quote here, "The Cornell professor, Talton Gillespie, called teams like mine the custodians of the internet. The work of online sanitation, is unrelenting and contentious." So he's trying to paint himself as some sort of hero. And on the topic of heroism, something that the New York Times cannot be accused of or awarded with, here is our book club that me and Harry did on the book The Grey Lady Winked, where we talk about the history of The New York Times.
The New York Times' lack of reporting standards.
Mm-hmm. Like they tried to cover up the Holocaust.
Yes, for the sake of making sure that their readers didn't think the New York Times was too Jewish. Very interesting move.
Some top journalism going on here, and the examples in here of just all of the things they've got wrong is enough to make you realise that actually the newspaper's been rotten from the very start. And I think that the fact they're platforming a disgruntled member of Twitter kind of shows their allegiance isn't with the new management.
I mean, everybody
management.
Could see it.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it is kind of pointing out the obvious, isn't it? So, if we move on to this next link, here is someone called Miranda Devine, or Devin, I don't know, the ex-guy who censored the New York Post for our accurate story about Hunter Biden's laptop, complains about free speech on Twitter and boasts about deplatforming a sitting president. So yes, this is the same guy that suppressed the Hunter Biden story before the election. And then if we move on to the next one, which I think you alluded to somewhat, is why was child pornography permitted on Twitter for years under your watch but stamped out within 48 hours after you left?
It's a good
question. Which is a very good question.
It's almost like it wasn't the top of their priority list at all, and maybe not even on there.
Mm. And if we move on to this next one,
I would hate to imply that some of the people in behind the scenes of Twitter might have made up some of the consumer base.
Mm. Here is a video that explains the hashtag system used on Twitter to share and sell child exploitation content on a massive scale. The video was put out by a legal team representing the two minor survivors currently suing Twitter. So yes, this is obviously a very serious problem.
Well, yeah, there was a famous case a few years ago at the beginning of 2019 where a 13-year-old, I don't know if they were 13 at the time, they might have been a bit older, but a clip of them being sexually abused at 13 was spreading all across Twitter, and he and his family got in contact to say, take this down, and it took them 9 days to do so, and only after the authorities had got involved as well. So Twitter just did not care about this sort of thing.
That's appalling. I didn't know about that.
Yeah.
But yes, I think that this hashtag system is still going on somewhat, but not to the same degree as under the previous management. So hopefully that's something that Elon sorts out.
Well, Elon's implemented new tools to be able to deal with it. For one, the hashtags are just getting, anything with the known hashtags are just getting wiped off the platform immediately. Mm-hmm. And there's a new option when you're reporting something to Twitter that you can put in explicitly. Child sexual abuse is the reason for why you're mm-hmm. reporting it.
And hopefully if they're being thorough with it, that means it's straight to the top of the priority list to get rid of, right? So if we move on to this next one, this is an article I wrote all the way back in 2021 in March. Russia gives Twitter 30 days to remove child pornography or face ban. And believe it or not, they didn't remove it and they were banned in Russia. So this has been an ongoing problem for a very long time. It's not just like we've plucked this out of a hat and been like, well, now the regime has changed. This is now a problem that we can rub in their face. No. This has been something that's been ongoing for quite some time.
Perhaps
and has been a known problem that they haven't solved until Elon took over. And mysteriously, almost overnight, the problem is somewhat solved.
Perhaps this is why so many people at Twitter seem to think Putin's the new incarnation of Hitler. You won't let me watch my child porn. This is basically like the Nazis.
Oh, dear. And I did see something else, which Elon has also cleared out. If we have a look at this, he found this in a closet at Twitter headquarters. And if you can scroll down a little bit, John, just so you get the full video, it's shirts that say "Stay Woke" on.
They must just be Childish Gambino fans.
I guess so. I mean, that's enough for pretty much what, a decent portion of their staff. I mean, they had about 7,500, didn't they?
That's interesting that they just have them in a closet somewhere. So if you've left yours at home, or if you've lost it, maybe you can just go to the closet and get a replacement.
These are like the backups. If you don't bring yours into work, if you're seen without them, you can go into there.
This is closet just the of uniform. Shame.
Yeah, but just the sheer number of them, I thought was amusing. It's almost too good to be true.
Literal boxes of the stuff. And you know, if Elon wanted to have some kind of celebratory bonfire, and he could invite all of us around so we can all mm-hmm. dance around the fire, you know, go for it.
So on some more good things that have happened, other than the annoying people and the seemingly Nancy people willingly leaving or being fired, people are also being restored that have been banned from quite some time ago, like Carl, for example, who says, "Thank you for bringing me back to life, Elon. 5 years in exile is a long time. A lot has changed. We are in a different world now, and I am a different man. Things will be different, but hopefully better. The tide may be turning." Which is good to see, isn't it?
Nice, wholesome little message from Carl there. And I'm not saying that just because he sat over there.
So if we move on to the next one, this is an article from the Post Millennial, which I thought was great because it compiles loads of people just freaking out at the fact that Trump has been reinstated. So it's titled "Far Left Lunatics Meltdown After Elon Musk Restores Donald Trump's Twitter Account." So if you have a look at some of the examples down below, John. So this is also by someone named Josh, so respect to you. Here he says, "Oh my effing God, he's back. Please tell real Donald Trump to go F himself. How many Americans will die because Elon Musk brought real Donald Trump back onto Twitter?" I don't think anyone's going to die. What a silly question.
Did you ever watch back in the day, did you ever watch anything to do with WWE?
I did.
Because did you see when Donald Trump showed up on there in WrestleMania 23 it was, and he comes out into the ring? I'm just imagining this is his victory lap. He's coming out to the ring with all of the tweets behind him. Yeah. He's not even posted on it yet, and it's unlikely that he will, because he's got Truth Social that he's tied up in contracts with, so he's probably not even going to post anything, at least for a long while. So getting triggered about it in the first place.
Freaking out, yeah.
Here Rob Reiner. Why does the man who directed Spinal Tap have to be such a lunatic?
So he says, "Elon Musk is letting a man who led a violent insurrection to overthrow the United States government back on this platform, letting the lies and disinformation continue to poison the American bloodstream." Thank you, Rob Reiner, for knowing exactly what is good for America.
Coming from a man who hasn't been relevant since 1982. Interesting.
And let's have a look at just one more. Here we have...
It's all the completely irrelevant people, isn't it? We've got one of the lesser-known Baldwins, Billy. Mm-hmm.
Billy Baldwin. Not shot anyone yet.
that we
people are leaving Twitter in droves, but it's so crucial we stay together. Please follow.
Call to activism.
Call to activism. So we can fight back and keep our liberal voice strong. I'm not backing down from Twitter or Elon. Who's with me? Probably not very many people.
It's nice that they all admit as well that, yes, Twitter was supposed to be a liberal echo chamber for far-left madness, and now it's been pulled. I wouldn't even say Elon's pulled it to the far right or anything. He's just pulled the Overton window a little bit to the right and reinstated some people they don't
I think
like.
He's pulled it back about 5 to 10 years. That's about it, really.
Which is where Twitter is the most fun.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'm
you can actually say stuff on it now without fear of being kicked off.
Kanye came back with a shalom to everybody, like it was an episode of Friday Night Dinner. Shalom.
He doesn't know what's good for him, does he? So, Elon's also been getting on some of the fun. So, he's posted a meme for anyone who might be listening with what seems to be a harlot with the Twitter logo protecting her modesty, and Donald Trump posed as Jesus praying
to the Lord, resist my temptation.
And of course, this is him trying to get Donald back on the platform. So he's actually taking a deliberate effort rather than just trying to kick him off, which is a significant change.
It's like he knows what's good for business is people mm-hmm. who get a lot of attention and draw a lot of eyes to the platform.
Mm-hmm. And it's funny, and it shows that even the man who owns the business doesn't take it that seriously.
No,
which is exactly what I want.
The whole way through that he's got a good sense of humour about this mm-hmm. whole thing.
Yes. So it wouldn't be an Elon tweet without a triggered leftist. So here we have David Atkins. Beyond the obvious gross misogyny, this is so pathetically desperate on multiple levels. Imagine being the richest man on earth and begging for the attention of Donald Trump and the approval of alt-right influencers. I like how he uses the term influencer condescendingly. That's the only way, that's the only aspect of this I agree with, is scorning the term influencer.
To be fair, when the missus jokingly calls me an influencer, I do get very triggered.
When you hear influencer, you don't think,
someone
who's spent lots of time educating themselves about politics, culture,
no.
and the world. You think of someone who will get their ass out for views on Instagram.
Yeah, I hear it as a synonym for scum, so
yes.
I don't want to be referred to mm-hmm. it.
And even Dr. Peterson, I've seen him interacting with Musk quite a lot, has been approving of it. I'm not sure if you can do a good Peterson impression because I can't.
Do you want me to try?
Go on.
All right. You really are pretty damn funny, Mr. Musk.
That's great.
That was just Kermit. That was just Kermit.
All I heard was Peterson. I don't know what you're on about.
All right. Wait, I should have been crying when I said that. Sorry. Then it would have been clearer.
But yes, it's good to see. This is like the nature is healing aspect of Twitter, where Jordan Peterson approves of the conduct of the owner of it. This is a true sign that we're into better times.
I just want, for the next month or so, Jordan Peterson to dead name every trans person.
Everyone
every
on Earth.
Every single day.
It's just going to have an endless stream of names.
Yeah, I just want it to be a list of these people's actual identities. That's all his Twitter feed needs to be.
So, moving on to something else that Elon has been getting into. He said to the ADL boss, which is the Anti-Defamation League, hey, stop defaming me over reinstating Trump. Because if you scroll down a bit, John, you can see that Jonathan Greenblatt, who is the head of
the ADL
yeah,
for now.
For Elon Musk to allow Donald Trump back on Twitter, ostensibly after a brief poll, shows he is not remotely serious about safeguarding the platform from hate, harassment, and misinformation. And Elon Musk actually asked these people, I don't know why he did this, he actually asked for their opinions on safeguarding and stuff, and he invited them in.
The likelihood is that it was probably some red tape that he needed to clear up. He needed to show that he was going through the motions and say that he was going to do a lot of things and capitulate to what they wanted, and then he just turns around and does everything that he was going to do anyway.
It's possible, but I still don't think that he should have done everything in his power not to invite that vampire into his
home. Well, I think it was, very briefly, it was a bit of bad publicity for those on our side who wanted to see Twitter move entirely away from this sort of thing.
Mm.
But there are probably regulations, there's probably certain standards that he needs to meet. So whether he actually listens to anything they say, I don't think he has.
Yeah, I mean, Greenblatt more or less said the same thing. He was just like, oh, it's promising that we've been invited in to talk to him, but he doesn't seem to have listened to anything we had to say.
Good.
Yeah, that's how it should be. Although, how it should be is that he should not be in any position to tell anyone what to do, ideally.
No, and to be fair, I think people, it looks as though people are looking to remove Greenblatt from his position, possibly because he's been making a lot of moves that look really bad for the ADL.
The ADL making themselves look bad? Never.
I know.
So here we have a full list, well, full enough, of some prominent accounts that have been reinstated. So I'm going to read some of them out. The Babylon Bee, obviously Jordan Peterson, Andrew Tate, Donald Trump, ALX, who is the person who tweeted this, Project Veritas, James Lindsay, Office of Mike, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Savannah Hernandez, and Juanita Broderick. I think I pronounced that right.
Elon, if you're watching this, here's one, because I was talking to him last night. Bring back Nick Buckley.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's not been put back on yet, so if you could get him back on, that would be lovely. Very wholesome guy.
So another thing that Elon has done, which amused me as well, is... So there's an article, if you scroll up, John, thank you, from the New York Post here. CBS News suspends all Twitter activity due to uncertainty under Elon Musk's leadership. And then Elon Musk says, who made this decision? And then underneath that again, he says, oh, forget it, who cares?
He's like, yeah, off the platform, I don't care.
But the funny thing is, if we move on to this post-millennial article, they say that they came back within 24 hours. So it was all hot air. They were just trying to get a bit of publicity.
That's what all these companies are doing. Like you say, it's hot air. They're trying, they think they're in a position where they've got leverage. Then they leave and realize all of a sudden their social media presence has just plummeted. So they have to go back if they want to have any sort of reach.
It's so childish. Just like, I don't like this platform anymore. I'm going to leave. And then they come back like 24 hours later with their tail between their legs.
Sorry, Elon.
I think the chief of social media at CBS must be a toddler. Is the only explanation.
I think many in the mainstream media are toddlers. Mm-hmm. If not physically, then mentally.
Physically toddlers, just actual toddlers.
Adult heads on tiny little bodies.
So mainstream media as well have been trying to paint Twitter as being this failing company. However, as Elon Musk points out, Twitter added 1.6 million daily active users this past week, which is another all-time high. So actually, the numbers have never been better.
Oh, wow.
To paraphrase Donald Trump, he's got the best numbers. He's got all the numbers.
He's got the biggest numbers. The numbers are beautiful. They're terrific.
And one final thing that's worth pointing out, because, of course, I'm not going to be overwhelmingly positive. I've got to add a little bit of negativity to it, of course, is this fact that Elon Musk, if you look at the actual tweet itself, John, he said, this is in response to someone asking about reinstating Alex Jones. And he says, my firstborn child died in my arms. I felt his last heartbeat. I have no mercy for anyone who had used the deaths of children for gain, politics or fame. And I think Shoe on Head here is spot on. And she says, your story is heartbreaking, but this is literally just confirmation that you're making the rules based on how you personally feel about things. No mercy for, okay, Mr. Merciful Billionaire God, can you just run a website? There are war criminals on here.
That is always a good point that yes, there are war criminals. I have heard a decent explanation as well as his own emotional feelings as to why he might be doing it this way, which is purely because Alex Jones is currently tied up in a lawsuit, which is... potentially going to be costing him trillions of dollars if the courts get their way, and Elon doesn't want to invite anything that could tie him up in that, potentially.
I suppose, yeah. But yeah,
it's still not great, though, but, I mean, when the guy has immediately come in and first thing he does is try and eliminate child pornography off of the platform, he reinstates most of everybody who should be getting back, and he has put out there a tweet asking whether he should reinstate all accounts that had permanent suspensions on them hadn't broken the law or engaged in egregious spam. We might just be a few steps into what his full plans are.
I don't doubt it. And I think that what we've had so far is certainly promising. And I look forward to more interesting and amusing things in the future. So yes, I think Twitter is now actually usable, although I have seen an influx in leftists winding me up on Twitter. So if you want to help hack these people, please do.
Please follow Josh at...
I'm not going to shill myself.
Oh, well, you can follow me at Harry Lotus Eater.
If you appreciated that segment from the podcast of the Lotus Eaters, you can go to lotuseaters.com to get access to all the premium content we have on the site, such as the premium videos we do, this one on the politics and psychology of Nightcrawler. If you'd like to find out what else we're putting out, you can follow us on Getter at lotuseaters_com on Getter. Thank you and goodbye.